Today's scripture comes from Psalm 146, and I want to read the whole psalm for you. So listen to these words. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But God frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations, praise the Lord. Do you know how to say praise the Lord in Hebrew? Yes, you do. You're shaking your head. No, I don't. Alleluia. Alleluia is praise the Lord in Hebrew. These last five psalms all start and end with that same phrase. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to look at what it says right there at the beginning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Is there a song in your heart? Is there a song in your heart? I know some of you are going to tell me afterwards, Pastor, I can't sing. That's why the men's group that I was part of in the previous church, it was called Joyful Noise. Because we all didn't pretend like we could sing. We just got up and sang and did what we could. Is there a song in your heart, though? I'm not talking about a song stuck in your ear. You ever had that happen to you? It's called an earworm, if you don't know the technical term of that. It's called an earworm. And the earworm that keeps getting stuck in my head is a song that Jerry loves to hear me sing. Abgadecki Jekermanockert Stewart says, it's the most incredible word I've ever seen. If you don't know where that comes from, it comes from Sesame Street. When Big Bird finds the alphabet written on the sidewalk, he tries to pronounce it as a word. And now that I've started, I'm going to be singing it all day. Okay? Abgadecki Jekermanockert Stewart says, that's how you pronounce that word. In case you were ever wondering, it's the most incredible word I've ever seen. I really wish I knew what I mean. It starts out like an A word, as anyone can see, and somewhere in the middle it gets awful queer to me. What a wonderful word, right? But is there a song in your heart? Is there a song in your heart about God? There should be within us a song. There were always ready to sing about God. There should be. We should find that song in the midst of our heart. And when we see that song that's in there, we should sing it. How will people know about our God unless we sing the song that God places in our heart? How will we know? One of the reasons I loved having Jerry around this week, I always get to hear music. It floats from the choir room right down the hallway. And if Jerry doesn't have his hearing aids on, it gets all the way into my office. It just fills the room. And it's wonderful to hear that song. I do thank you for that. It's wonderful to hear that song. What about, is there a song in your heart? This psalmist says, there's a song in my heart, and I will live it as long as I live. Got a song? You got something about how great God is, and about how wonderful God is, and how God is there? You know what this song does for us? This song should keep us focused on placing all our trust on God and not on humans whose plans fail and fade. Pay attention to what this says. It says, don't place your trust in leaders of this world. Don't place your trust in people of this world, because when they die, their plans go away. And it's gone. But God doesn't die. God never goes away. God is everlasting and ever living and forever will be there, and God's plans and God's desires will never go away. Amen? Amen. God's desire will never go away for us. God wants the very best for you. That's the only thing that God wants. And that will never go away. That will always be there. God doesn't pass away as rulers of this world do. That will always be there. God's great desire and care and love for you, always. We spent some time in Principles of Faith this morning talking about one verse. 1 Peter 5:7. Which says, cast all your anxieties upon Him, because He cares for you. You know, that was pretty neat. Some of you aren't seeing what I'm seeing by standing up here. I was told I tricked them. I don't know what that means, but I was told I tricked them. Because I put it up on the board, and every once in a while I erased a word and said, let's say it again. And then I erased another word, and I said, let's say it again. And then I looked at him and said, see, you can memorize things. Because about the fifth time through it, nobody was looking at the board anymore. It didn't matter whether I erased another word or not. Is that the kind of trust that you have in God? That you can cast all your anxieties upon God? Is that song within you increasing and increasing as you grow older in your faith? Is it increasing in such a way that you can put all your trust in God? That song should help us to do that. That song should continue to bring it back to us. And every time we hear that song within us, we should be moving closer to God. Every time we hear that song, we should be moving closer. I mean, I think about one of the songs that was part of the last medley that we sang. It is Well With My Soul. And many of you know that song well. Do you know the story behind the song? I know some of you do. The gentleman who wrote the song lost his wife and his daughters overboard in the middle of the Atlantic. He did not have an opportunity to ride the same ship with them. And when he rowed the next ship over to be with them, is what he thought it was going to be. That was their plans. But he had gotten word that they had all been washed overboard and they were gone. He told the captain, he said, when you get to that spot in the sea, please let me know. And when he got that to that spot in the Atlantic, he wrote the words, it is well with my soul. Even though he had lost his daughters and his wife, he wrote the words that you sang. It is well with my soul. How powerful is that song? I can only imagine that that was the song that he sang again and again and again in his life. It is well with my soul. Some of us might ask, how could he write those words having lost his family? But he did. That was his trust in God. He wasn't mad at God because that had happened. He was able to sing for the rest of his life, it is well with my soul. Do you have that kind of song within you? Do you have that kind of song within you that just wants to get out? That is something that tunes you back into God and God's presence and God's care for you and God's concern for you. The psalmist of 147, the writer, says that we can do that because God's the creator of all things. And that God remains faithful always. God is the creator and always remains faithful. Always. Yes, I may question how some things turn out. I may question how some things happen. Evil has an effect on our world. Evil does things in this world that are not by God's design. But God is always faithful. What does Romans 8:28 say? It says that God can make good out of all things. To those who love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose, in relationship with God and in desire of following God, no matter what happens, God is faithful and can bring good out of that. It does not say good happens out of everything for all people. It says that good happens for those who have a trust in God. Those who are following God. Those who love God. Those who are called according to God's purpose. Do you have that kind of trust? God's the creator. God made me. Jerry and I talk about that sometimes, don't we? About God making us. And we normally say God must have a sense of humor. Amen, brother. Amen. God made both Jerry and I. God's sitting there, but they're going, yeah, let people deal with them. God's our creator. God made me. God knows how to sustain me. God knows how to be faithful to me. God knows what I need to hear. God brings love and peace and comfort and grace and mercy to me. Amen. Where's the song in your heart? Are you singing it right now? Do you trust God that much? Look at what happens when you trust God. Look at the actions for those who place their complete trust in God. Look at what happens. Verse 7. God upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. God gives food to the hungry. I've got to stop there because it's not just physical food, is it? When you got up this morning, did you eat any spiritual food before you came to church? Did you spend time in your scriptures before you came? God provides spiritual food also, not just physical food. The physical food will be at the picnic this afternoon. Amen? And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of it, so we need plenty of people to eat it up. The Lord sets prisoners free. God has set me free from the bondage of sin. Amen? Amen? I am no longer in bondage to sin. God has set me free. God gives sight to the blind. I can see God working in the midst of this world now, where before in my life I didn't. God gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. Have you got a lot of burdens? Are you bowed down because there's so many burdens in your life? What does it say? God lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. I know there's a lot going on in our country about immigrants coming into our country. Well, what does the scripture say? God takes care of them. Should we not as Christians? I know there's a lot of people saying put up a wall, keep them out. Then maybe we need to take some words off the Statue of Liberty, where it says, send us your poor and your downtrodden. Folks, are we helping those folks? That was one of the most amazing things. I think I saw this last week of those who were sent to Martha's Vineyard, not by their choice, to try to upset a whole town. And the town, with open arms, welcomed those folks in and helped them. Is that incredible or not? What does it say? The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. Are we placing that kind of trust in God? Are we knowing that God will take care of? Is there a song that's helping you to sing that? Is there a song in your heart that keeps coming back to you? Is there a song that says, this is the God that I serve. This is the God I can trust because God made me and God sustains me and God created me in such a way that God can take care of me. And God only wants the best for me. Look at the choice. When we don't place our trust in God, when we don't place our complete trust in God, we are wicked and God will frustrate our ways. You see where it says that? After this whole long list of everything that God does, it says, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. Let me help you understand the book of Psalms. Go back to the very first Psalm. Psalm 1. We're going to talk about some verses out of that next week in Principles of Faith. Go back to Psalm 1. Psalm 1 says there's only two paths to life. That's all there is. There's no Goldilocks in between. Okay? There's this path and there's this path. One path is the path of people who follow God, who trust God, who give they're all to God and everything that's happening. And the other path is the people who don't. And that's called the path of the wicked. You're either doing one or the other. You can't stand on the fence in between. It doesn't work. If you're trying to stand on the fence in between and fall this way and do what you want to do when you feel like doing it, and then fall this way when you want to do what God wants you to do, you're really standing over here in the way of the wicked. Because the wicked person says, what can God do to my benefit? And what have I got to do to get the benefits of God? But yet keep my individuality and my own person and be who I want to be whenever I want to be that way. That's not complete trust in God. You've got to turn it around and make complete trust in God. I'm going to share a piece of the picnic this afternoon. And I'm just going to share a piece because maybe for some unknown reason some of you might not be able to make it to the picnic this afternoon. Scripture says that God is the God of the impossible. But so many times we limit God. And we limit what God can do through us. Hope you'll be at the picnic to hear a little bit more about that. Because, folks, it's time for us to dream big. dream big. If God cares this much about us, why would we not put our full trust in God? Why? To me, it's what I call a no-brainer. You don't really have to think about this, do you? It's just learning how to put your complete trust in God. And if God's the God of the impossible, if God's the God that can go far beyond what we can think and act and ask and imagine, why do we keep limiting it? Why is our full trust not in God if that's the God we serve? Can God change this country? Can God change people's hearts? God changed mine. I was not blazing a path to heaven. If anything, I was in a bucket going the opposite way. God can change hearts. Do we trust God to do that? Do we trust God to do that through us? Is there a song in your heart that says, I can do this? Maybe I need to bring that little book that we read to kids. Anybody thinking what I'm thinking? And bring it here and read it. The little engine that... Folks, it's time to put our full trust in God. It's time to let our hearts sing. It's time to dream big. It's time to go where we've never been before. It's time to walk in directions and reach people like we've never reached people before. It's time to trust that God is already working in those people's hearts before we get to them. Because we cannot convince anybody to accept Jesus Christ. And by Scripture, the way I understand it, it's not my job. That's God's job. God's the one that touches hearts. God's the one that changes hearts, not me. God's the one that softens hearts to bring them. Can we trust God to do that? Are we going to trust God to do the impossible? Right now, in our way, in our world, in our ways, and what's happening, you know what? It really looks impossible that we'll ever fill this church up again. Doesn't it? Looks impossible. You know what? I'm glad I've got a God that does the impossible. How about you? God does the impossible. We may decide it's impossible to fill this church up again. Well, that's great because we got a God that does the impossible. Will we put our trust in God? And will we step out in ways that we've never stepped out before? So I'm going to ask you to think about this. What action can we take? And what song must we sing to trust God more fully? What action can we take? And what song must we sing to trust God more fully? What action will you take this week? If you don't stay under the wings at times, it's a dangerous thing. What action will you take? Let's pray. Lord, we're coming to you this morning because as we see what the Scriptures have to say, you say that you want us to trust you. And Lord, there are times in our lives that we decide that we want to do things on our own. We want to do things our way. We want to, we can manage this. It's not a problem. But yet, Lord, when we're that way, we're not willing to step into the impossible. We're not willing to trust you that much. We feel like we've got a part in it that we've got to fix before we can trust you. So, Lord, help us. Help us to trust you fully, because you have made the promise in Scripture that you will take care of us if we put you first. Help us to do that. Help us to make you the priority of our life, and our relationship with you the top priority over everything else in life, that we may then live out of that relationship with a song that sings so loud that other people will hear it and want to come to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.